Cara, calma aí.
We're good to go. Morning in the people in Netanya.
Good morning to you too.
I'm not lying, he's there. I said, I'm not lying. He's actually there. You heard him. Okay, fine. For people who miss the next two, Kadar, to make sure that you have for the next couple of sharing. The Ma'od Mod Chashuv, what we're going to be doing now. Ma'od Chashuv. Okay. Fine. So we're busy trying to understand if you're Surim are so gewaldic and so wonderful, why don't we ask for them? So we say, there's two Mahalchim in the world. There's Chaim Umaves, Hashem put in front of us. There's a Chaim Ves Amaves, Nesati Lefanecho. Life and death are placed in front of you. Ubechate Bechaim. Hashem says, I'm asking you to choose Chaim. You choose Chaim. And if I want, I'll mistadeh the other path for you. I'll give you Surim when and if I think it's necessary. But you don't choose the path of Yisurim. I'll decide when I need to give you Nishenus and Yisurim based on all the cheshboinus of Nishenus and Yisurim. And therefore, you don't ask for this because I told you to bechat the bechayim. That's where we came to yesterday. Okay. Reishain Tes, we spoke yesterday about a lot of other things. So, directly speaking to this, we spoke about umanus. That's an umanus. And what it is, and what imun is, what emes is, okay, that's to be continued. On Reish Ein Tes, right at the beginning of the page, the chapter starting there with Hayusurim, Hayina Matana, Matana Loma Vakshin. Yusurim is a gift. We'll see that much clearer in the last chapter. We're in the second last chapter now. When we do the last chapter, you'll see what a gift it really is and why it's a gift. But for now, just accept that Yusurim is a gift. Loma Vakshin, you don't ask for a present. Not ask for present. Hayasurim a matana kol gedoyla. Yusurim are so great a matana. Atche osel levakia shoto. You can't ask for it because you don't ask for such a big thing. Achyacharim zois. Together with it, kashe anachnu makablim yusurim. When you get handpicked to have yusurim, aleinu the koblom ba'ave ubesimcha ka'adam makabel matana. You have to accept him with ave besimcha. Like someone who's getting a matana. That's going to take a lot of work to do to change our inbuilt automatic responses to Yusurim, which look like, why me? Who needs this? I can't function properly now because I've got Yusurim and I can't. No. Hashem knows all that. Hashem chose me for this particular mission. Yes, it's hard. Yes, it's painful. Yes, it's difficult. Like mountain climbing, Rav Tursky, I once heard him say. The spiritual journey is like mountain climbing. As you go higher, it just gets harder and harder because it's steeper and steeper and there's less air to breathe. He says, the only thing that improves is the view. The more a person grows and develops, the more you surim and the harder he goes and the more he chooses to climb this mountain. So the beautiful views that he has, more beautiful views. That's nice in this world. But at the end of the day, the Yusurim, the payback for those Yusurim is beyond our comprehension. We can't even begin to imagine the pleasure. If one moment pleasure of Olam Haba is greater than all the pleasure of this world, and what generates that pleasure in the most extreme way is Yusurim, so then it's an unbelievable present. But when you're stuck in it and you're grappling with it and you're kicking and battling with it, ask yourself whether you're in adult mode or child mode. Is my response to Yusurim adult or is it child?
You have to have the good answer, otherwise he rules.
It takes a lot of training, this. You need to be in adult mode when you have Yusurim. You can't just have tantrums and kick and scream and wah me and blah, 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 and the person has to sit back and absorb this. When a person has Yusurim, they're Yusurim. That's why they're Yusurim. And to say thank you and appreciate them and understand it, knowing this doesn't help. You have to actually do work here. Lo pashut bichlal. But if you understand at least why the Yusurim are coming, Yusurim are coming from a Kodesh Baruch Hu and it's handpicked for you, and the reward is humongous. Even Torah and Mitzvahs can't give you what these Yusurim are giving you. Start repeating it and practicing it and repeating it and practicing it when things are going well. Or you have Dil Yusurim, the little 3-coin, 2-coin Yusurim. In your pocket, you thought you took out a 3 shekel, you took out 2 shekels, whatever. Those little Yusurim. You can't find your car keys for 30 seconds. Then you cry Yusurim. That's where you have to start. The Fun Flaxman told him, I saw once he was driving in a car with somebody. There was a woman in the back and they had an accident. And as the crunch took place, this woman said, thank you, Hashem. That's someone that's been working on themselves for a long time. That just doesn't, that's not a one day, that's somebody really, really understanding this sugya. In the midst of the boom, and everyone was like, geez, thank you, Hashem. That's somebody who's been in the flight simulator for a lot of hours. So when you, it's a reflex reaction. That's the avoider. The avoider is it to become shalom with it and to become part of it.
If she understands the cause of this, thank you, Hashem.
Before she even knew anything, she's in the middle of having an accident. Her reflex response was, thank you, Hashem. Oh, that's Ramon. Yeah, but that Ramon Moshe was even, Ramon Moshe is even harder to understand, because Ramon Moshe was, the body was already so well trained that the body responded reflex according to his midas. I don't know if you understand that in terms of Ramon Moshe. You know which one I'm talking about? Ramon Moshe was going somewhere, so he got into the car, and the Bochav had walked into the car, closed the door, and it crushed his head. He didn't get his thumb caught in the door. He had to go for surgery afterwards. And they called the doctor after the one version of the story. I don't know, lots of versions. But the one version of the story was the doctor had to come and he had to have surgery on the hand. It crushed some of his fingers in the door. Now, that's extremely painful. Now, I don't have to tell you that if I hit you on the back while you're not looking, your automatic reflex reaction, it's like a little hammer on the knee, you know, the knee goes up like that, you know. It's a reflex, you can't do anything about it. If you have pain, you go out. That's just the way the body's constructed. To have a body that is so well trained that the body reflex reaction is not to embarrass another person, the body, that's already way beyond my comprehension. That your midas, you know, that you won't shout at somebody, you've been working on your cars, and somebody irritates you and you don't shout, you hold back, okay, then you hold up. But that your body has a reflex response and it doesn't relax, it doesn't react reflexively in the way it normally would, it reacts reflexively according to Mesidish Yesharim. No way of grasping that. But you see, there were people like that. There was a Ramosha Khan who lived down door on the Lower East Side. I once made Dovi take me down to the Lower East Side to go understand. I just want to see it. No, I wanted to see where Ramosha lived. Just understand. That's where he lived and he became that. He wasn't in Slobodka, or he was living in the Lower East Side. Wow, amazing. Anyway, but that's not us. Forget about that. It's nice and inspiring, and it's nice yichus that you're part of the same family as the Moshe. I was there, lo anachnu. We anachnu, when you go to the fridge and you open the fridge and there's no milk, or the milk's bad, you don't say, oof. That's anachnu. That's where we have to start the avoid. The little things. Start training. That's the, and then eventually, yeah, you train long enough, then your reflex reaction will be, thank you, Hashem. And then you'll step back and start dealing with it. But your first response will be, ah, ze amatana, ze shurim, it's insane, thank you, Hashem. The avoider. Rabbi Akiva, igia la korazu b'shlemes. Rabbi Akiva got to that b'shlemes, but he didn't get it in 1 minute. He worked on it his whole life. Kol yomov. Rabbi Akiva testifies, Rabbi Akiva understood the depth of the Yisurim. And you know when he got the message? I don't know how long it was when Rabbi Akiva was by Rabbi Nochem Ishgamzu. Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud. For a certain Tekufa by Nochem Ishgamzu, the Gemara mentions there how Rabbi Akiva went in to see Nochem Ishgamzu. And he said something about, oh, how terrible he's suffering like this. And he said to him, but suffering's the best thing in the world or whatever. And from then, Rabbi Akiva started understanding. That's when he got to, when they were killing him, the Romans, that process of Kol Yomov, I was waiting for the slaughter when Nochem Ishgamzu gave him some Musa. That's when the whole thing started. That's what you have to say, no? I don't know how long that period was. I don't know how long, ask the historians, from the time Rabbi Akiva got the shear from his Rebbe on Hilchus Yisurim, And the Romans started scraping off. I don't know how long that was, but however long it was, Rabbi Akiva was working on this. And eventually he got there. He didn't go, oh, wow, you know, one day he woke up and said, fine, thank you for the Yisurim. The Avoda. Kol yom ha'isi mitztayeh. Matai yovel yidei posuk zeh vekemeni. When am I going to be able to make this? So that started with his Rebbe telling him, you know, precious Yisurima, like we're hearing now. I'm hearing now from the Rebbe. Wow, Yisurim is precious. When will I scream out instinctively, thank you, Hashem? I don't know, it's not Hashem. I'll get there one day. When will I get there? When will I be able to make that is a possible. That's something else. There's a possible in Chumash. You're right. I'm not, no. He was asking, when will he Makayev? Look at the Lashon. When will I Makayev? This Pasuk. You want to claim it's in the Pasuk? Yeah, when am I going to go to Makayev? No, that's not asking for Yisurim. Who's Mitzvah? There's a Pasuk. Yeah, how am I going to be in Makayev? No, that's not asking for Yisurim. Why isn't it asking for Yisurim? Okay, I don't know. Good question. That's interesting. No, he was waiting. He wasn't asking for it. But it's still a time with the Pasuk as well.
The purpose of Yisurim is to wake up the people or another thing? Because it's not
one of the toitzaot of Yisurim is it's supposed to meet Oyer, it's supposed to hold by for sure. It's supposed to bring you back to Hashem, for sure. But what the purpose of Yisurim is globally, anachne lo mivinim cheshbon ha'shamayim. Yeah, but I'm saying, yeah, get your lama bat to wake you up. Yeah, but he's saying all the practice. Like, what the rotzen Hashem ultimately is, and nothing lo yudim. That's why I started off the vod on Sunday by saying the best thing to say is just nothing, because whatever you say is going to be wrong. And then try and understand it as best as you can. No, there's plenty benefits in that we see and understand of what Yisurim is. It gives you normal spinal lama bat. And it helps you to wake up and do tshuva, which is connected to getting your spinal amaba. But ultimately, what Hashem's cheshboinus are, we don't know. Hopefully, when we finish the last chapter, Anogas Amishpat, Vanganus Yichud, we'll be a little bit wise, ulai, to what some more of the depths of Yisurim really is. That's a very important sugya, because we'll see when we get there, we'll discuss that. Now, another thing a person needs to know. What we set up to now, the Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Rebbe Akiva, is just a Makos Shualai. Gevaldi Kadregas, Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'ava, that's for people on higher Madregas. So he comes along to destroy that. He says, Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'ava, Eidit Kushul and Madregas. Same as Betochen. Betochen's not Kushul and Madregas. Betochen's not Kushul and Madregas. Habotech Vashem Afilu Rosh Hagomo. Chesed Yisiv Avenu. He's a guy's a Rosh Hagomo, but he's a big Baal Betochen. Don't ask me how that happened. But you have a guy who's a big Baal Betochen. You can be a tzaddik in Betochen, even though he's a Baal Aveira and everything else. Oh. There is such a thing. I said, don't. I just said, play back the tape. I mean, Nei Obey, I just said, don't ask me how you do that. He says, how do you do that? You're not allowed to ask for your surim, bro. You do that to me, I'll. Whatever. I don't know. That's Hashem's infinite love that he has for us. I don't know. Gami Manainu Madraga's Rebbe Akiva or Rav Moshe Feinstein, I'm adding. And even if you're not Rebbe Akiva's Madraga, or the woman in the car that said thank you, that's some Madraga there. Alayla Ladat, so Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'ava, any in and some Madraga's or a Soga's voice. It's not something that's whoa up there. Madraga Gavur, Mashmoisa Kashe Omeris Bifne Adam Abreira. Aham Madraga means that a person has in front of him a choice. He has a choice. He could choose to do something and decides not to do it, or he could not do something and he chooses yes to do it. That's Madraga's. He has Madraga's. He made a correct Bechira decision, so it goes up a level. He made a wrong Bechira decision, it goes down a level. It's Bechira practice. Yisurim isn't given to your choice. You don't choose Yisurim or to get Yisurim. Like it says in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, perforce you live and perforce you will die. And you don't really have a choice about any of this stuff. When Hashem in his ultimate wisdom decides to gaze on a person, Yisurim, you can't run away from them. When Hashem decides the person's going to go to Yisurim, what are you going to do? No, I need boche. I'm going to use my bechira and not to have these two. But in your bechira, look at your bechira of yours. Kamim lo maskim le kabbalam. And you, is that not? I don't maskim. I never signed up for it. No, I don't want this. Sorry, you. This is not within the realm of your, you know, this is beyond your pay scale. What do they say? This is, this is above your pay grade. This is not open to your decision making. It's an executive decision. You know, that's executive. Amnam, v'shashem egeima yisurim ein lecha eitza praktit la'agia l'shalvim anuchas ha'nefesh yaisem ha'sha eitza ha'teire v'ashkofus ha'idus ha'yisurim. But when yisurim does come, the divine wisdom decides it. Now it's time to get yisurim. The greatest eitza that a person can have in order to acquire tranquility and menuchas ha'nefesh, to be able to deal with the yisurim correctly, is through hashkofus ha'teire. How the Torah says a person has to relate to yisurim. You go back to first principle, what are yisurim? What is hashkofus ha'teire regarding yisurim? Then a person can make peace with his yisurim. Then a person can suffer, nochem ish gamzu, can suffer untold yisurim. And at the same time, be completely tranquil. Once again, I'm talking about for us, where we are. Ein v'yadeinu shum derech acheres. There is no other way. What else are you going to do? Elahamik v'lizboin en lachshov v'inyan, to meditate and to go deep and to think and analyze. Set it some time every day to think about this. Achinegela korazu kei surim haim l'tovateinu. Until it sinks in finally that the yisurim is for my good. The suffering that I'm going through is ultimately for my good, and that's your default position. As I am nechshavim matan aniflo, and they're a wonderful gift. Hey, mali matanu, they elevate us. Meroim matanu, they take us to higher levels. V'noisim ranim shut la'via es avosen en Hashem es barach, and it helps us to express our love for Hashem in a deeper way. Hey, masabkin lanu kar nerchav lebinyan atzmoseinu ulechein aleinu lechoviv hasur. They give me a whole new area where I can build myself, develop myself. I can discover new vistas about myself. And therefore, a person learns to find them very pleasant, very precious. Don't phone me up tomorrow and say, Rabbi, you know, I've been working on this and I just, you know, I have the surim and I'm not tranquil and loving and caring and thanking Hashem, whatever. Lord, there's a law, shalom echad, or not even 2 days. Meshach kol yomo, and that was Rabbi Akiva. Kol yomei. Mutal al yudi lo amal ulid gayer bizboin in a zoo. Person has to toil and work and struggle in this meditation, and it goes against everything the world's telling you. You must know that every fiber of the world being is telling you the opposite, and they're doing everything possible to avoid any discomfort. Any discomfort. Possibly the air conditioner that exactly 100%. Anything to avoid your story. The happy laugh. Happy laugh leads to depression. You know that Americans have the happy laugh, right? Very first produced probably the most gashmias biggest successful society in the history of the human race. Baruch? I don't know, I didn't live in America, but the few trips I've been there, America really succeeded in gashmias, like no other country. I don't know about Switzerland, Aval America certainly mastered it and exported it to the whole world. And yet there's no country in the world that eats as much antidepressant medication as America. In Nepal, where the poverty is extreme, okay, no one's taking antidepressants. They haven't got time to be meshuggah, they haven't got time to be depressed. They're the happiest people I've ever met. In the rural areas of Africa, where people are struggling just to make enough food to survive, they're happy. You know when they become miserable? When they start being exposed to Western ideals of Gashmias, and then they become miserable.
And they see what is missing is that you see what's there.
If you look at what you've got, you'll always be happy. If you look at what you're missing, you'll always be miserable. You have no chalzus to say that. Nachon? That, by the way, just pause this sugya and just step out for 1 second. Although it's at the shoresh of this sugya, is the difference between giving and taking, rights and obligations. Societies that are based on rights will always be miserable, guaranteed. And societies that are based on obligations will always be besimcha. You know why? You look shocked. I don't know, with a mask, I can't see it. Aval, it's very simple. When you're giving, you're like Hashem. You're close to Hashem and you double like Hashem. You're happy. When you're taking, you can't get further away from Hashem when you're taking, because Hashem can't take. Taking is an act, which is the antithesis of who Hashem is. So when a person's focused on taking, he's far, he can't get further away from Hashem than that. Diametrically opposed to Hashem. So there's no connection to reality. So for sure he's miserable. Rights-based societies are based on taking. Obligation-based societies are based on giving. It's that simple and that complex. That's the first principle. That's the basic understanding. From there, everything flows out. Giving, taking, that's at the fulcrum of the universe. From there, everything's built on those two dynamics. Okay. Vada she'ein aveda zeh yomecha v'mesha kol yoma mutla liyudi la'omel l'gir v'iz boinu nezu v'lechush ki asurim she'ova v'mei chayav heim mi'avis Hashem otom. Person has to start recognizing and acknowledging and brainwashing himself. Clean out the dirt from the brain. Brainwash is a good thing sometimes. Clean the brain out. It's good. You wash your brain a little bit. Sometimes it's good. Not what they mean by brainwashing, but we mean by brainwashing. And to recognize that all the Yisroel a person's been through in his whole life comes from Avos Hashem. Kamim rega rishon or b'tekufa rishon aleiv shoytech dom, even though right in the beginning of the Yisroel, or when you're caught up in the Yisroel, a person's bleeding. The kasha lekabel is Yisroel ba'ava. Very hard to makabel the Yisroel ba'ava in the first 3 days of Shiva. That's not, don't go into a Shiva house with somebody sitting Shiva and start giving them a speech about being makabel Yisroel ba'ava. You sit there and cry with him because he's supposed to be crying. Don't go to the philosophy of why. I don't want to explain that. About Aval, eventually, a loyal Yehudi lupul baruch, a person can't get depressed, he can't be broken. There's nobody punishing him. That's the Kodesh Baruch Hu giving me Yisroel ba'ava. Right in the beginning, you can't accept that, for sure not. That's why there's a period for mourning, there's a whole talich of how you have to slowly get into this. But ultimately, he has to step back and recognize Yakulat Baba. Reishis. Alav lasiach dat min ha-machshova is madua v'lama. I read this mice, I don't know where. There was a woman who was, they found out she had the machala. And she was slowly degenerating. What have her children said to her? Imma, why is this happening to you? You know what she said to him? When I got married at a young age and other friends in my sem weren't getting married, I didn't say, why, Hashem, why are you marrying me? Or so, you know, when I got a beautiful husband, the Talmud Chochem, and my other friends were getting married and divorced, I never said, Hashem, why me? When I had a child a year after I got married, and some of my friends had been married for 5 years and still got children, I never said, why me, Hashem? So why should I say, why me, Hashem, now? Chochma. Why me? Because I love you. That's all. That's why. I want to give you everything you want. About what you need right now is this. That's a loving father. Reishis alav lasich das min ha-machshoves madua v'lama. Alav lachzor, you have to go over and repeat this. Ulushanen ki ein oid milvado. There's nothing happening to you that Hashem wasn't perfectly involved in. Kael imuna v'ein oval. Sadik v'yoshuhu. Who are we talking about? Ki yashar Hashem tzuri v'loy avlos aboy. What kind of praise is that? You know, we praise Hashem, we say it doesn't do injustice. If I phone you up, you want a referral for a shidduch, for your daughter. You ask me about this bocha, I tell you, no, you never stole. Okay, but said it. You know, anything you want to tell me? No. I tell you, he goes to the makolet and he always pays, never steals. What kind of a shvach is that? What are you telling me, Hashem's law of loss of boy? It means when Hashem has a cheshbon with me, and I need to go through a certain yisurim because that's what's good for me, but it could be that he's going to suffer because of that. Could be a person has to go through certain suffering. But because he's suffering, and maybe one of his children or his wife or the next door neighbor is going to have to suffer as well. So Hashem has to mechesh on all of that as well. Whatever Hashem does, anybody that's involved and anybody that's the second suffering, whatever, they're all the cheshbon out. You want to go work? Huh? No collateral damage. This is collateral damage. Akom chushban betuchnan every drip. That's law of loss of boy. Can't understand? You can't understand. But we need to know that. Kelim one of ain oval. Sadik veyosha. Zuhu eitza yeitza lapilis adam lemachshavas shel trunya kineged baroilam. It stops a person from being able to have a relationship with Hashem. Because he has all these kashas and complaints, and he doesn't understand Shazer Kolotova. And it's all from Hashem. There's nobody else here. It's not the tooth fairy or the Yetzer Hara or the. That's what doesn't have its own koyach. He's also Shliach of Hashem. Rakla Acha Shah Nefesh Nacha Misaris Ruchim. After the storm has settled, Yechel Adam Lisboin and At. Then a person starts thinking a little bit. Ulagalad Yosef Yosef, and he reveals more and more. At kame yisurim elu ayla tovato. How this yisurim ultimately was good for him. Even if you don't ultimately see what was good for you. Even if you don't see the end story, David HaMelech went to his grave, totally unjustified. All the yisurim went to the grave, people thinking that he was a lowlife. It was only when Shlomo came to inaugurate the Beis HaMikdash and the doors wouldn't open and he called out in the name of his soul and the doors opened. Suddenly people realized David was the tzaddik. But he went to the grave completely denigrated. So you don't always see a happy ending to the story in this world. If you did, you wouldn't have Bechira. Nishkufelach, we believe in Olam Abba. That's what my passport says. It says I'm a citizen of Olam Abba, and yeah, I'm just on a tourist visa. I'm not a permanent resident in this world. You're a permanent resident here? Shame. So, Tov, to be continued. The last parakia is probably the most important thing you'll ever learn.